1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, a capital consumed with questions since the attack on former President Donald Trump. President Biden in a primetime Oval Office speech.
We do not know the motive of the shooter yet. We don't know his opinions or affiliations. We don't know whether he had help or support or if he communicated with anyone else.
Beyond the shooting itself, CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us the president focused on the political climate in which it happened.
He went on to give a brief update on the investigation, but really what he wanted to talk about was political violence and the heated rhetoric that can often fuel that violence. We're still 3.5 months out from Election Day, and there is a desire from both parties to bring down the temperature so we don't see something like this happen again.
CBS News correspondent Willie James Inman tells us that message is being shared.
We had President Biden and former President Trump speaking on the phone this weekend as well after this attack. And that call was cordial and short and respectful, as being described by White House officials. So I think it's certainly a signal being sent, but it's anyone's guess as to what actually will be said at the RNC. But we are in uncharted territory, and this is a pivotal moment in American history.
Security at the Republican convention, where thousands of Republicans will celebrate and nominate Trump for another term, is now under new scrutiny.
I'm Matt Piper in Milwaukee. Officials here say nothing is changing and security is as tight as possible ahead of this week's events. President Biden says he has spoken to agency heads.
I've directed the head of the Secret Service to review all security measures for the Republican National Convention.
Audrey Gibson Caccino is the RNC coordinator for the Secret Service.
We are confident in the security plans that are in place for this event, and we're ready to go. It's been an 18-month process.
Matt Piper, CBS News, Milwaukee.
Shannon Doherty, who became famous as a teenager on TV's Beverly Hills 90210 and later co-starred on Charmed and with movie roles, has died. She had been battling breast cancer since 2015. Here she is as Brenda in 90210.
I've never met a person who lives in as much fear of his mother as you do.
I do not.
So that's why I have to sneak in here after everyone's asleep at night and sneak out undetected in the morning.
Shannon Doherty was 53 years old. Kate, the Princess of Wales, attended the men's Wimbledon final at the All England Club and handed out the winner's trophy to Carlos Alcaraz. It was only her second public appearance since announcing she was diagnosed with cancer earlier in the spring. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight, broadcasting live from the WMDX studios in Madison. We're also on WGBW 97.9 FM in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And hello to Eau Claire, Wisconsin on the tap on 93.5. Original local music is what we're doing. These guys are coming to Atwood Fest. Let's check it out right now. The Hungry Williams.
There's nothing you can say. I'm leaving here today.
The Hungry Williams, that is G-Baby on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Moving on for your double dip for the 8 o'clock hour. And rocker, The Hungry Williams, they'll be performing at Atwood Fest 2024 on the Clyde's Doublefield stage.
That's right, Jimmy. They are on Sunday. I'm just running over here to Sunday. And that's right, 3:45 on the Clyde's Doublefield stage. That's Sunday, July 28th. That's a Milwaukee jump swing band. Really cool band. We're going to bring them in from Milwaukee. They do a lot of Midwest touring. And
Jump swing, huh?
Jump
that's a,
swing.
That's a new genre name for me.
Well, it's an old genre, really. You know, yeah, that's jump swing is, you know, from back in the, what, the 40s?
Okay.
You know?
Well, I like that period. That's the reason I kind of like the Hungry Williams, because it has that nostalgia feel to it.
That's right.
They're, it's pretty
they're
cool.
A great band.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the mighty Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along. A lot of stuff going on. Art fair on the square and off the square is this weekend here in Madison.
They're getting it raining on right now. I can tell you that, Jimmy.
Hopefully all the tents are covered up well. It's pouring outside. Nothing severe in the Madison area, so don't worry about that. Corey Hartman will break in if that happens. Of course, the Unplugged from Politics motto of the show, but there's other breaking news. We'll talk about that. We'll let other people talk about that, Rocker.
That's right, Jimmy. Let's talk about convergence.
Yeah, let's talk about the convergence at Atwood Fest, because this is probably one of the most unique ways and energetic ways to kick off the East Side Music Festival at Atwood Fest.
That's right. The festival kicks off at noon on Saturday, July 27th, but at about 11 o'clock, convergence starts, and it starts at four different points around the Atwood neighborhood, and it's a parade. So the Hanfibians lead four different groups on a parade through the neighborhoods, banging pots and pans and drums and making lots of noise and wearing costumes. And they all converge. All four parades converge at the Luther Allison stage for a performance by the Hanfibians that will lead into a performance right at the Luther Allison stage of Pancromatic Steel, a eight-piece steel drum band, which we had here in the studio. I think it's going to be just a fabulous performance.
It's going to be percussion heavy, that's for sure.
Yes.
And it's going to be cool. You can get all the details and all the information, the band lineup, questions you have about the festival, all the sponsors and everything. And there's even some information, I believe, about the convergence at atwoodfest.com. Atwoodfest.com, and take that with, you know, put that on your phone when you go to Atwood Fest, because it's nice to know, you know, who's playing where on what stage at what time.
And you can click on the band names, and it'll take you to a profile. We'll have, you know, links to their socials, links to YouTube videos, so you can really see what band, who's who on each stage. And one little thing about Pancromatic Steel, Jimmy. The drummer from Pancromatic Steel, by the way, we're going to have to ferry, because he plays in a band all the way over on the Sugar Maple stage. He plays in Feastette. Right. So he'll be playing with Feastette immediately after playing with Pancromatic Steel. We're going to put him on a golf cart, ferry him over there. He's going to make it on time.
Sounds like he went to the school of Joey Banks for... For what was it last year? We had to ferry the organ from one stage to the next.
That's right. We have to take care of a lot of tech issues backstage. And actually this year, another little news is that Automatic Lover, Joey B. Banks, is going to be the fill-in drummer for that, because their drummer is not going to be available for that show. So Joey's playing in three different bands.
I did not
at Atwood Fest. Yes.
Yeah. Way to go, Joey. Filling in for Automatic Lover. That's pretty cool.
That's going to be really awesome.
That's pretty cool. Hope to see you at Atwood Fest. That's happening in 2 weeks, July 27, 28. Coming up, we still got plenty of show tonight, Rocker. It's only the 8 o'clock hour, but a lot ahead of us. You want to tell the people what we got cooking for?
We still have an interview that Terry did with Chad Gosselin. He's of the Big Lonesome. It's a Boston-based indie rock band. They have a new album out and three shows in Wisconsin next week as part of their tour. And we'll hear about why they love playing the Badger State. And Wednesday night live in Mount Horeb, Mandy Potter is here. And, you know, we got a little special guest here, too, because her son, Ben, is here. And he's from a local band. We're going to hear from him.
Excellent.
Live in the Lair, Sammy Ray, she just walked in. She drove out here from Oconomowoc. She'll be performing live in the Lair tonight, Jimmy, and that's going to be a special show.
And looking forward to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Of course, Shane Christopher Neal with Indy 45 Show at 10 o'clock and Rob Roberts with Max Inc. after hours at 11. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app. Still talking about food trucks. How about a brat? A brat and some chips at a food truck. You can fry that brat, can't you? Sure you can. You got everything I need, or you need. Beth Keeley Band on Max Inc. Radio.
I see you doubting yourself, crawling into your mind, tumble around like a hurricane, and it keeps you up at night. I hear you talk to yourself.
Everything you need. That's the Beth Keeley Band, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's from the new album called This Open Road that was released late last year. And the Beth Keeley Band will be performing at Wednesday Night Live on Wednesday, July 31st, Rocker.
That's right, Jimmy. Wednesday Night Live is a six-week concert series taking place in Grendel Park in Mount Horeb on Wednesdays in July and August. And tonight, producer, MC, fundraiser, and communicator for Wednesday Night Live, Mandy Potter, is here in the studio to tell us about this annual music series, and she brought along her son, Ben. Mandy, Ben, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you having us.
It's great to see you again. Do your best MC of Beth Keeley, introducing Beth Keeley.
Oh, my. Gosh, I mean, she's such a character. It's hard to, you know.
I just put you on the spot there.
You did. It's okay.
I'm not sorry.
I know. I can tell. No, I would just say, my dear friends of Mount Horeb, please welcome Beth Keeley.
It's perfect.
Now, Mandy, she just came here from, you were at the Terrace.
Oh my gosh,
some
yes.
bands, and it's raining. You made it here just before.
We just got here. We were down at the Terrace listening to Son del Atlántico. It was it's a Cuban Latin dance band, and it was really great. And the skies started getting gray, and we had brought our bikes down to bike from the Union, and we left a little early, and I'm glad we did, because we got in just in time. We got our bikes inside too, so yeah, it worked out.
Now, Jimmy's been talking all night about food trucks.
Yeah.
And do you have any food trucks?
Oh, yes. You like? So we do. Yes. Yeah. So we each show, we have two food trucks for like main dinner. And then we also have an ice cream truck and usually a popcorn stand. It just depends on the night.
Oh, that's at Wednesday Night Live you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. At Wednesday Night Live, we have food trucks. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I didn't even think about ice cream. I mean, ice cream would be the perfect traveling. I mean, ice cream.
That was the original food truck, no? Yeah.
Right. Yes. There's no like music or little bells, right? We can't compete with that. So there is an ice cream truck.
Well, Mandy, tell us about the history of Wednesday Night Live in Mount Horeb, and how did it start, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so in 1998, Sage Lewis was an art teacher at the Intermediate Center in Mount Horeb, and she was doing a project with her students, and she had gone to... can't remember exactly where she went. It's in South America. And she went to the carnival, and she loved it so much she wanted to bring it back to Mount Horeb. So she decided with her art students to do a project to make a carnival in Mount Horeb. Hmm. So they came up with a festival idea, and in the art department, they came up with all these costumes to have a party. And she, with her band, played, and they raised money. They sold tickets and raised like $3,000 for something that she donated to the Optimist Club to start an actual event within Mount Horeb and to keep it going. She had since moved out of town, and the Optimist Club took the money that she had raised and decided to establish Wednesday Night Live. And they first started with, I think it was two shows, and then they built over time to four shows, and then they built up to six shows. And that's where it is today. So it is still up and going. It's very much alive and well. Sage is now in Arizona, and she came back to our 25th anniversary show a few years ago, and she's planning to come back on July 24th. To have a homecoming in Mount Horeb and come to the show.
Isn't it Rio de Janeiro where the carnival happens every year? I think
there are several countries that have it, and I'm unfortunately forgetting exactly which country she went to.
Okay.
I can't remember, but it was down in Central America.
And that's right around the time of Mardi Gras in that late summer, spring, something like that.
Yeah. Usually I think it's like in February, March.
Yeah, okay.
So she brought that back, and she was bringing the carnival back to Mount Horeb and to bring the spirit of the carnival back. And, you know, it's alive and well.
I think it's to exorcise the demons and the heathenism in ourselves before Lent or something like that.
Right.
Well, Wednesday Night Live, it kicked off last week. And what can we expect to see there? I mean, do we need to bring our own lawn chairs? Is it BYO food and beer? Tell us about Wednesday Night Live, the facility.
Yeah. So it is in our community park. Grundle Park is a very large park. And we have a beautiful Jeffco stage that stays up year round. And it is all lawn seating. You bring your own lawn chairs, blankets. You can bring a picnic if you want. But we do have food trucks, like I was mentioning.
Yes.
We usually have two food trucks per night, then the ice cream and the popcorn. And I rotate them. So I usually don't have the same trucks each night.
Now, do you sample the food before you bring in the food trucks?
No, because they're usually I pick the good ones that I've been to before. Because really the food trucks are, you know.
So you did sample them, basically.
I guess I've had them before. Yeah. Yes, I've had them before. So I know that they're usually pretty good.
In the bands, that's what a lot of people want to know about. Who is playing Wednesday Night Live and when?
Yeah, you bet. So the season kicked off already this week on the 10th. This past Wednesday, we had Generation Jones Band.
Aren't they awesome?
Oh my gosh. You know, they're a newer band. They've only been around about a year.
They're like a superstar band.
They are an all-star lineup. And I'm just blown away. And when I found out about them, I actually booked them last year before the season was even over. Because I wanted them so badly for this year.
Wow.
So, yeah, they were pretty incredible. It was a wonderful show. Everybody fell in love with them. They did all the classic songs. It was really fun. It was a good time. So that was this past Wednesday. And then July 17th, next week, we have Rare Element, which is a funk and blues band. Mm-hmm. They have quite a massive energy that they're going to bring. They're a seven-piece band with a three-piece horn section.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I think that's going to... If we had a roof, it'd blow the roof off the stage.
The more horns, the better.
I agree.
And Joey B. Banks, as a side note, is playing for Rare Element
now.
Yes, and Todd Phipps.
Yes, he is.
So he's a Mount Horeb local. And it's I always say it's kind of a personal goal of mine with Wednesday Night Live that I'm trying to see how many consecutive years I can book a band that Todd Phipps is in, and I'm on four right now.
Wow.
And I don't even know how many bands he's in. I don't think he knows how many bands
he
doesn't.
In.
Well, you know, we just mentioned the Hammond organ that we had to move from stage to stage. That was Todd Phipps.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Hammond
Todd.
Organ.
Yep,
my
Todd.
Back has never been the same since that day.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm just hoping we have good weather.
And who else do you have? What are the other highlights?
Yep. So July 24th, we have Charanga Agoza, which is a Cuban dance band, Latin American dance band. So we had a Latin band last year, and that was a huge hit. People loved it. People were dancing from, like, the second song.
It gets people moving.
It does. Usually, like, Mount Horeb, you know, people start dancing like second set, sun's going down. No, they were like second song. Everybody was out on the dance floor, and it was so much fun.
And of course, Beth Keeley coming in too, right?
On July 31st, she'll be there. She is a local favorite of everyone. She is Americana Rock, and we're really excited about that.
And of course, all the information is on Facebook too. You can just search for Wednesday Night Live, and you can get to all the events and the details. Do you play music yourself, Mandy?
No, I don't. I am a music appreciate. I appreciate music.
You appreciate?
Yes. I mean, I played in the band in high school. I played saxophone, so I've taken some piano lessons, but I cannot consider myself a musician. And Jimmy, I just want to say one thing before we go too far. There's one more show on Wednesday Night Live. I don't want to forget it. August 7th, we have Annie and the Okies. They're the bluegrass and country band that we have coming. So they're going to wrap up our season for us.
That's awesome. Yeah. Annie Okies, that's some good bluegrass right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't play music, but Ben, your son, who's in studio with us. What's up, Ben? How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
It's great to see you, man. We met at last year at Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
You've grown just a little bit. I've gotten older a lot of it. But you play in a band.
Yeah, we're Powerhouse. We came from Madison Music Foundry. We've been going for about 3 years.
So the name of the band is Powerhouse.
Yeah.
Who's in the band with you?
Zeke Mood, Simon Mood, Shelly Torres, and Oscar Floater.
And what do you play? What's your thing?
I play rhythm guitar.
Okay. And what was the genre of the music?
Metal, grunge, rockish.
Yeah, rock.
What, if you had to, compare it to, who's your favorite band that you've been listening to?
Probably Green Day.
Okay. It's a little poppy punk.
It's probably a little more rock.
I think he's
appreciating Green Day right now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like where his heart is, but I think the band that he's in is a little more rock.
Now, you have a guitar teacher we may know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's your guitar teacher?
Paul Schluter.
Oh, Paul Schluter is his guitar teacher.
Wow, look at that. His new studio. Have you been to his new studio in Monroe?
Yes, I have. I did not record there, but yeah, we went. A lot of cool stuff there.
Someday, I think you'll probably be sitting down paying Paul Schluter a lot of money to record your music.
Well, and you know, recently, your band just played at Summerfest.
Yeah.
Along with Paul Schluter's band. They were playing at Summerfest at the same day.
You played at Summerfest?
Yeah.
No
Aurora
kidding.
Aurora Pavilion.
For Rock Onsen?
Yeah, for Rock Onsen.
Ah, garage bands.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was a finalist.
And now, how old are you this year?
I am 12.
Nice. So he's been in a band for 3 years, Jimmy. And he's 12, so we're going to see you in the future. I know it.
He's already played the biggest outdoor music gig in the Midwest, Summerfest.
That's right.
I mean, what was that like for you? I assume there was just a sea of people in front of you.
Actually, there wasn't. I like that.
They were all at the food trucks. They were listening.
Well, it was a rainy day, so.
Yeah.
It was a big stage and a lot of fun.
That would just have to be a lot of fun.
It was.
What did you think about being on a big stage like that with the facility, the equipment, the techs? I mean, it's much bigger than
it was
a little
awesome.
Pub show.
It was awesome. I could finally hear my guitar.
Yeah.
A lot of stage to work with. Wow. So you could move around and jam and have a lot of fun.
Where are you guys playing next? Do you have any shows coming up?
We're playing at McKee Park. I forget the date.
August 19th.
What's at McKee Park? Is that one of the festivals?
Yeah.
Which festival?
I think it's Concerts on McKee. It's a Monday night.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been to that concert before, and his band is opening up for another band. I'm not sure exactly what it is. They just reached out to us recently to see if we were available. So
nice.
I don't have all the details. But
do you have a website that we can follow your band at?
We are on Instagram, Powerhouse.
Powerhouse Band.
Yeah,
Powerhouse Band. Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Not a huge
social presence just yet.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, when you get into the studio after Paul Schluter records your debut album, get a hold of us. We'll have you here in Max Inc.
Will
Radio.
Do.
We'll play your music here. Mandy, it's great to see you again. Wednesday Night Live in Mount Horeb. If people want to get more information, get the full lineup, all the details, how do we do that?
Yeah, so I do regular postings. We have it on our website, www.wnl.jeffko.com is our website. We have our lineup up there. We have food trucks. We have all the information. But we also have our Facebook page. If you just look up Wednesday Night Live Mount Horeb, that's where I do all the real-time postings of the lineup, of all the food trucks, of all the scheduling. But also I'll post if there's any changes with the weather, if we're going to be relocating, if there's any cancellations. So that's your best bet to get the most current information. But those are the two sources.
Super awesome. Wednesday Night Live out in Mount Horeb. Such a great community out there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the trolls.
And, you know, there's a real budding undercurrent of music happening in there, a big music community that's happening there. We have a lot of great opportunities to see local music. You know, Wednesday Night Live has been around for 27 years, but in the last 5 years, we started having more and more like... we were talking about the Megatone Studios that just opened in the last few months. Hard House Guitars. We have a guitar shop there now. We have Bricks, which does open mic on Thursday nights. They also book bands on the weekends. The Doghouse has bands as well. We just found out about a country music fair that's coming next July in Mount Horeb.
Oh, fun.
And I know two of the bands that they have booked already, but they're still... making arrangements for it, but they're going to have a country festival next year.
I heard Burning Troll is coming to Mount
Horeb. Burning Troll. Well, I went to that last year. That was so fun. It was in September.
Wow.
And it was cool. It was out at the Bricks' owner lives out on a farm, and they have a lot of acreage. And they had three stages with music. It was so cool. And it was, you know, people were camping. You could camp there. You could get a shuttle in from Brick, so you didn't have to park because parking was pretty limited. They had some food trucks. Speaking of food trucks, they had food trucks. Great idea. And they had some really interesting aerial dancers, which was just awesome. And then the Burning Troll was like this ceremonial event where they had this drum line leading up to where Matt, who is the owner of Bricks, built this wooden troll. And I don't know how tall it was, probably 20 feet.
Oh, wow.
It was huge and it was incredible. I mean, the craftsmanship he put into that thing. And the night before, we had a huge storm and they thought it was like toast. It was just going to be demolished, and it survived. And they had to cover it up the best they could so it wouldn't get wet because they wanted to burn it. And it actually worked out really well. They set it on fire, and they had this drum line playing, and they had the aerial dancers with stilts. And, I mean, it was really a scene.
So do they rebuild a troll every year for that? Or?
Well, last year was the first year. That was like the inaugural event. And I remember asking them afterwards if they were going to do it again, and they said, too soon. We don't know. It was just so much.
I can't imagine building something cool like that and then purposely burning it. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think it was there's some symbolism there, right?
Sure,
I think there was a lot of, it was more of a ceremonial.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. And so they are going to do it again. They had to get permits and whatnot, and they decided to do it again. They'll have more music. I don't know any details about it yet. Yeah. And he'll probably, if I know Matt, he probably will build something similar but different because it's a different year, and it'll be something equally as awesome in magnitude to start on fire, which fire is my element. So I, you know, if there's fire, nice. Count me in.
Fire!
Yes, totally.
You should go to a Lords of a Dryden show. You'll get lots of fire. Hey, Mandy, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate you. Wednesday Night Live. Ben, great to talk to you again, and
thanks
look forward
for
to
me.
Hearing your music. Hey, stick around. Terry Barr has a conversation with The Big Lonesome. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Pizza Madison today.
Weikert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's east side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weikert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved east side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of La Fête des Marquettes, happening now through July 14th. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weikert team at Madison's east side festivals. Just like Madison, Weikert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazyoaflounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark. PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh,
let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Live in the Lair with Sammy Ray is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stand by for that.
Giants. Join me in welcoming Chad Goslin from the Big Lonesome Band. Chad, it is so great to be able to chat with you.
Yeah, you too, Terry.
We just heard The Boxer. Can you tell me what it's about?
A lot of these songs kind of were written during the pandemic. The song is literally about some of the harmful impact I've noticed that I can have on people without even meaning to. that song is kind of making peace with that side of myself and just trying to be a better human going forward.
That's a fascinating description. After listening to the song, you can think so many different things.
That's my favorite part, is once you release it, it's not mine anymore, right?
Right. This is your fourth album, and you are on tour now. This includes three stops in Wisconsin. You've got Appleton on July 18th, Sun Prairie July 19th, and then Milwaukee July 20th. Have you been to Wisconsin before?
Yeah. We started playing out there about 7 years ago.
You are actually traveling from Georgia south up to Canada.
Yeah, we like to get around. Before COVID, we used to travel quite a bit. So like I'm used to, I don't know, we kind of had a wide swath. this is actually us shrinking down a little bit, believe it or not.
You're based in Boston. Does the city have any kind of influence on you as a musician?
Band name kind of comes from that originally, that feeling of, we grew up like kind of right in the suburbs of Boston, like, so it was like 10 miles out, but might as well be like 300 miles away at the same time. Sometimes we always felt like a connection and a disconnect at the same time, if that makes sense. I love Boston. I feel like when I've traveled more, like it's really kind of cool to come back home. Like there's things that I didn't realize I liked that are so unique and awesome about this place.
Are you a two or three piece on tour right now?
We are kind of doing a little bit of a mix of things. It used to be a four-piece, but we dropped down to a two-piece post-COVID. Two of us wanted to get back to touring, and we've kind of reworked our set as a duo and have had an absolute blast doing that. But the fun thing about that is we have a lot of guest musicians and friends sitting with us, so our set tends to be different depending on where you catch us, which I think is kind of some of the excitement.
I am amazed that as a band, you can go from being a four-piece to being a three, to being a two. I mean, I guess that's talent.
It is a challenge. It's fun, though. Doing a duo is a lot harder than I expected. Like, we had to change a lot of the way that we approach the songs. We now kind of just view it as, like, this is our songbook. We can kind of do this any way we want to do it, right? Like, and that has made it more fun. I think, like, approaching the songs in different ways every night has been a really fun challenge for us.
Do you still pull from your old albums too?
We do, yeah. So we, Andy, the drummer and I, we can, he's much more than a drummer at this point. He plays keyboards, he sings. So I always say that he looks like he's doing a stupid human trick on stage. It's pretty great. We can do pretty much all the material this way. There's a couple things that don't sound as they do on some of the older records, but that's even kind of fun to us too, is just revisiting it. Some songs are fun to play that we kind of got bored of over time, and it's like, wow, this weird way to do it now, you know?
So. Give it a little new life.
Exactly.
Yeah. You also quit your job as a music teacher. Is this true?
That is correct. Yeah, I am still a music teacher again, but I work for myself now. I run a private practice now, which is very fun, very, very rewarding for me. Actually, I have like a lot of young students right now. Like I'm forming a band with all my 8-year-old students that I'm super excited about. I used to be a public school teacher, and I had the hardest time fitting into sometimes art has a hard time placing rules around it to me. I had a hard time with some of the stuff seemed a little silly to me.
I'm glad you're still sharing your talent, though, and it sounds like it's much more fun the way you're doing it.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun. I can do stuff that I believe in, like 100%. Yeah, it's great. I feel being a private teacher, I feel like I could develop more of a relationship with people. Like, well, in a public school setting, it's a little bit more of like, all right, I don't want to cross boundaries, but this way I can get a lot closer to the families, the parents, everything. Like, yes. It's wonderful.
I am talking with Chad Goslin right now. He is with the Big Lonesome, and they are going to be out on tour. Boy, a good chunk of this summer now. Here's something else that I read. I believe this was in the band's bio, and it made me laugh, so I have to ask you about it. You appreciate long walks on the beach or photos of cats?
Yeah.
So you have good humor, so tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, you know, I've rewritten our bio so many times, and this time through, maybe it probably even comes from writing such a heavy record, but I just didn't want to be so serious this time. I was like, I feel like I never get to be silly in this band, and I have a deeply silly side of my personality. And yeah, I just thought, like, sometimes writing about yourself is so ridiculous, and I wanted to see if that caught anyone's eye.
And there is a picture of you with a cat on the website.
Yeah, I'm a cat maniac. I have three cats that I wish could come with me. Unfortunately, they do not travel well.
Oh, well, they'll be waiting for you when you get back. That's always the nice thing.
Absolutely. On our Instagram, we take a short video of every cute kitty cat we meet on tour. So if you're a cat lover, you can see our tour blog of cats.
We are going to leave this interview with your song About Last Night.
It's sort of about relationships and the difficulties. If there's something in your life that is just not serving you, you don't have to do that. Some things are just an illusion. I give you permission to do whatever makes you happy.
It's About Last Night from the Big Lonesome. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Big Lonesome there. Song called About Last Night. Thanks to Chad and Terry Barr for the awesome conversation tonight. Make sure you check out The Big Lonesome on the socials and get out and see them at their next show. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, Max Inc. Saturday night. We got Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group coming up. We got Sammy Ray. She's in studio getting warmed up right now. Live in the Lair coming up at 9 o'clock. And then at 10 is the Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal, original local music from the Southern Ontario music scene, and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts. That's coming up at 11 o'clock. And, of course, you can call and ask your questions for Sammy. She'll be love to entertain them. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text from the Civic Media app. Terry Barr mentioned Paul Flipowitz in Bar Notes earlier tonight. Let's play some Paul right now. Chicago Blues Hall of Famer. This is Pier 43 on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When you're sailing out to sea, you are strong, you are one, with the earth beneath your feet. When heading down that road alone, don't forget the possibility. When you're sailing out to sea, you are strong, you are one, with the earth beneath your feet. When heading down that road alone.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.